Digital 410 proudly presents the What's the Scuttlebutt podcast with your hosts, Don Abernathy, Jeff Copsetta, and Henry Sledge.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the What's the Scuttlebutt podcast, your favorite World War II-based podcast, and the final episode of the What's the Scuttlebutt podcast for the year 2023. I want to thank each and every one of you for continuing to hang out with us for another year, and we have a nice, exciting episode tonight. We're going to revisit some of our notable guests and some of our favorite podcasts of the year. These aren't all our favorite podcasts, but these are just a few that we can fit into an episode. But to wrap this episode, wrap this year up, Mr. Jeff Copsetta. Jeff, sir, how you doing tonight, fella?
Man, I'm excited. It's sad that 2023 is coming to an end, but I'm excited for what's in store for 2024 at What's the Scuttlebutt.
You know, I have no way of proving it, but I like to think that the What's the Scuttlebutt podcast is the first World War II based podcast to have ever recorded an episode live from a World War II reenactment. We are also the first World War II based podcast to ever record live from an American Kennel Association dog show with our friends over at the Doberman booth with our friends from Walking Point. And I'm going to go out and say we are the first World War II based podcast to record live from the cab of a 1943 Willys, or is that a 43 Willys?
42 Ford.
Even better, 42 Ford.
Yeah.
Mike Blowski, friend of mine, who's on podcast twice in your early days, he had a Ford that was three on the tree, believe it or not. And it was, he had it, took to reenactments quite a few years, but it was beat up and he finally sold it. But it's the reenacting, you will come across a lot of Jeeps. A lot of guys have them. It's the only one I've ever seen that was three on the tree, and he researched it, and that was the original configuration for that series. It was very limited edition, but he had one.
Wow.
And it's one thing to get modern-day cats, the younger kids, to put in a Jeep with the four-speed or the five-speed and have them try to shift it, but when it's a three on the tree, like, what the hell is this? Where's park, neutral, and reverse? No, it doesn't work that way, but yeah. Goes, it's one of those things. So congratulations on setting the bar high. We are now broadcasting from a Jeep. Maybe one day we can broadcast from the back of like a C-47 or something. That'd be badass.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, like I said, we kind of expand our horizons at What's the Scuttlebutt. I mean, I can see, yeah, maybe from the cockpit of a P-51 or up in the nose of a B-17 or, I mean, you know, we've been going around so much, and it helps that we're not just podcasters. I mean, we're reenactors, and we do so much other things, you know, in the World War II community. So the opportunities that get thrown at us, man, it's, you know, the sky's the limit. And I think that's what makes our podcast, you know, not only unique, but kind of helps keep it that cutting edge where, yeah, we don't have $1 million Joe Rogan studio. Some of our stuff's a little grainy.
But if someone's, you know, interested in donating us a $20 studio, that'd be great too. I mean, we'll take a $2 million, we'll take a $50,000, we'll take a $200 studio. Well, anything you want to help, just go ahead and email us at mail@wtspworldwar2.com. But at that point, you and I, first video we ever did together, we shot in front of a Japanese submarine that was captured during Pearl Harbor from the National Museum of the World War of the Pacific. So there's that. So we've, you know, you and I were talking before we went on the air, and it was interesting. I was watching a TikTok from a